many things I've wondered and many things I've thought. Many things I've pondered and many things I've sought. Many things I've tried to hide and many times I've kind of lied. Still so many things to try before we say goodbye. So I'll pour myself another glass of wine.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm talking to you like I talk to my dog.
But that's hot.
Yeah, it's hot. Loves it. I like that we're using Paris and Nicole catchphrases from like 4 years ago.
That is just how cool I am.
I bet Paris and Nicole don't even say it. That's how cool it is.
Mm-hmm. It is that cool.
They're not cool. So how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm friggalicious.
Oh, God. That song. Okay, if I sound funny tonight, I've got my retainer in. Because my teeth are crooked and I need to use my retainer.
Oh, okay.
So, if I sound funny, then that's why. But, anyway.
So, if you say anything ridiculous, it's your retainer.
Right, it's not me. Good God. I don't speak for myself. I have to say, can I talk about what happened yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, we recorded a show, and apparently Dr. Gay lives in 1963, because he had a power surge.
I don't know if it was a power surge, because actually none of my clocks were blinking.
Oh.
But my computer shut off and then came back on, and I didn't have anything saved on GarageBand.
It was probably a brownout.
Yeah.
Which has happened here, too, so I can't really make fun. But it was actually, it was a good show.
It was a damn good show. It sucks it's gone.
Yeah, it does. But we did come up with a segment. This is like our first ever segment. Our first ever official segment, and that is the MySpace. It was a MySpace moment.
It was a moment. I couldn't remember if it was MySpace moment or MySpace corner.
It was MySpace moment, because I'm all about alliteration.
MySpace moment. So are we segueing into that MySpace moment?
If you don't mind.
I don't mind at all, actually.
Okay.
I was on MySpace earlier.
So was I. I was talking to somebody about the Day of the Dead.
Oh.
Which I think
so
is...
So who... I'm sorry,
today.
Go ahead.
I think it's today.
So who do we... Yeah, it's kind of weird, actually. The Day of the Dead. I got a date range on that.
Mm-hmm.
On when I looked it up, it's like anywhere from October 31st to November 2nd.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got a bulletin from somebody, and I was telling... the aforementioned person that I made an ofrenda for my grandma, whom I miss very, very much.
That's very cool that you made an ofrenda for your grandma.
Yeah, I love her very much. But
so, I would be interested in seeing a good picture of your ofrenda.
Okay, I'll probably take one eventually.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
I'm waiting to hang it up on the wall before I take a picture, so that is why.
Okay.
But can
is
I...
Is that your...
MySpace moment?
Well, I was going to say, is that the end of that? Because we're in the MySpace moment, so I was going to go back to MySpace.
Yes, I was. Okay. I had something to say that I said yesterday, but I think bears repeating.
Mm-hmm.
That, we're old, and most smart people realize that, if you look at a news site, you'll see that employers and people of authority will go on to MySpace to see, to basically find somebody's name, Mm-hmm. And see what their profile looks like. And what shocks me is how many adults, we're talking people in their 20s and 30s,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. have all this information about being big old drunks, big mm-hmm. old drug users. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not judging anybody for doing either one of those, because, I mean, shit. He who is without sin and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
I just think it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, the thing about MySpace is you can now put your profile where nobody can see it except for the people who are your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand if you're going to talk about what a big pothead you are or, you know, how drunk you like to get. Mm-hmm. Why would you... I know we're adults and we are free to make our own decision, but I'm also free to not hire somebody who's, you know... Mm-hmm. whose raison d'etre appears to be, you know, lots of alcohol.
Exactly.
Or at least it makes it appear that way on the internet, you know.
Right.
I'm just saying, this is, in particular, I'm thinking of someone who I haven't spoken to in a long time. Someone who used to be, someone who I knew very briefly, who's not even in my friends list, so, you know.
So don't bother go looking them up.
I just every now and then.
Boy, that just came out all muddled. I was gonna say so I shouldn't go bother looking him up.
Because
he's not on your friend list.
We can discuss that. I don't care.
You can direct me to his page.
Right. I don't care. But no, seriously, it's more like, you know, what? Why would you do that and make your profile visible to others? I mean, what uh-huh. I do on the weekend? Shit. But I ain't gonna talk about it on the internet.
And I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to judge. I gotta say, though, that I've got a little bit of a mixed feeling about the private option. It works well for me in one way, mm-hmm. and then in another way it doesn't work well, because nobody can really find me, can they?
They can search for you by name.
Oh,
Or they can... navigate...
Mm-hmm.
Surf, whatever you call it, to your site.
But it's not going to come up when they do a search.
No, it comes up if you search by name or email or whatever.
Okay, but like with the browse function, like if you're looking, for example, for... Whoops.
Uh-oh, we may have to edit this show. It's okay. Anybody who comes and looks at my profile is going to know.
They're gonna know where you went to high school.
No, even if I were browsing the profiles from Divorcee Acres High School, mm-hmm. and I was looking at just the people who fit certain parameters, yes, mm-hmm. I would see your picture, but I would not see any of your details. And if I clicked on your picture, it would just take me to the page that says this profile has been set to private.
I see.
Blah blah blah.
Okay, well, that's helpful.
Right.
I was a little concerned that nobody could see it.
Oh,
other
no.
than the people I let in.
No.
Let into my lair.
No. No, you may get less random requests from people who are stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know, bring it on.
Bring it. So anyway, so I went
so
to...
So you're... Uh-huh. I was going to say pretty much that you are tonight not as excited... It sounds like
not as animated. I'm a little more laid back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I went. Huh. I went to the Divorcee Acres gym for Jesus.
Uh huh.
And I did some exercising. I went to the elliptical for a little while, and then did a mm-hmm. little bit of the swimming. Which was difficult because there was an aquarobics class.
You were dodging people.
And no, well, there were two. There's two pools. There's a pool that's like a fun pool,
uh-huh.
and then there's a lane pool.
Okay.
And I use a lane pool, and normally the aquarobics people use the fun pool.
Mm-hmm.
But not this time, because apparently the fun pool was out of commission, so they were in the. They were in the, what's it called? The lane pool. And the third lane, which was not being used, was used by some guy who just seemed to be bobbing up and down, you know, not doing a damn thing. So I had to wait until, you know, either he was done or they were done, and it happened about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that all the fun stuff was turned off, you know, because they have all this fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like slides and fountains. Wow. And yeah, it's really cool.
My God.
All that was turned off. And then when I got out of the pool, I kind of wanted to go into the whirlpool, but there were too many people there. And I'm sorry, I just didn't want to deal with it.
You don't want to be rubbing elbows with people at the whirlpool?
No.
People you don't know, who you don't want to rub elbows with anyway.
No.
So we kind of left. We kind of left the MySpace corner. MySpace moment. Okay. And I want to call it MySpace corner. We left that, and I had a question.
Yeah,
and I wanted to see what you thought. And mm-hmm. I wonder, so what's the etiquette on MySpace? Like I know that, like, the point of it is to connect with people and to talk with people.
Yeah.
And so, like, how do you meet people and introduce yourself to people? Is it whacked if you, like, or whack, I guess, if you just sort of go on and email somebody who looks like somebody you'd like to chat with, or...
You could.
What do you do?
Like, I had somebody recently befriend me on MySpace. Mm-hmm. This cool dude who is probably, I don't know, I'll be vague on the details because you never know how much one person wants you to give away about them. This is someone who I don't know too well, you know, just mm-hmm. met through the MySpaces. But somebody who had just found my profile by, you know, mm-hmm. kind of surfing around, mm-hmm. and apparently, and had actually looked at my blog and found it interesting enough that this person sent me an email saying, you know, I think your blog's really cool. And so, so that's one way. And then, you know, you kind of meet people who, like, you're friends with Sally.
Right.
You know, who you've heard a lot about but never actually met, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then there's
Van. She owes me beer.
Right. She remembers that.
I know. And, she is very conscientious.
And then there's bands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've gotten some friends through podcasting. Like, I was friends with a certain podcaster. And somebody asked me to be a friend through that podcaster. And then somebody else, you know, there's, like, people I know from Crafty Group. And there's also people who I notice have similar interests. You know, if they'll mm-hmm. ask me to be their friend and I just notice they have similar interests or stores, you know. It's just a snowball effect, really. You mm-hmm. know.
So give it time.
Give it time, my friend, and don't be afraid to ask people to be your friend.
I know the worst that could happen is they don't acknowledge that I sent the request, right. And that's not the end of the world.
Which is very sad, because I sent one to a certain Project Runway contestant who I've mentioned many times, I think is gorgeous, and I wanted to win, but said person would not be my friend. I guess he just either ignored my friend request or mm-hmm. denied it.
Do you get like a sort of a Dear John letter if it doesn't work out?
No.
If they don't want to be your friend?
You do not. They just kind of show up in your request list, mm-hmm. you know, your outgoing requests,
mm-hmm.
and they drop out after a certain number of days.
Oh, okay.
So you never know. We've actually tested this. This has been tested by me and somebody, because
someone who
will remain gender nonspecific.
Okay.
Was worried that someone else had rejected a friend's request and wanted to know, you know, do you receive any kind of notification? And the answer mm-hmm. is no, you don't. See, the thing is, I have to share this because people may not know that you're somewhat new to this MySpace world.
I am,
yeah. In a way.
Yeah, in a way.
After a fashion. So, it's all new. Last night, we figured out how to put music, well, we didn't, and by we I mean Dr.
Me.
Gay figured out how to put music on his profile.
And we have no boundaries.
Maybe someday there will be a video.
Oh, you know, I want to do a really cool, funny video.
Have you seen the video on my sister's MySpace?
I have not.
Oh, you gotta go. I took it. I actually am the one who took the video, and she put it She put it would up. Would it be
rude as a podcast co-host to go on that website right now?
No, one could. Should one want to? But
one shall.
That's fine. And you know, one's cell phone has a video camera on it.
Oh,
so one
cow.
Could potentially film one's video when one gets one's ass to town.
Uh-huh. So, okay, all these people have these really long about me things.
Yes, and that's another thing about the MySpace, uh-huh. is that you can go to different websites and get all kinds of codes and wingdings,
mm-hmm.
which isn't really what it is, but to put on one site, and that's what one sister has right now. Like she went to some site, and yes, it's a squirrel that lives outside where I work. We call him Spinners because he's the gangsta squirrel.
Spinners.
He eats crackers. But I mean, he lets you get like right up close to him, and he's got a friend.
Spinners.
Who's got a name? I can't remember his friend's name. I think it was Ghostface Killer or something like that.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, so that's that. But yeah, there's all kinds of stuff you can do with the MySpace. You'll be very excited.
Oh my god.
What?
There were some really funny pictures on her comments.
Yes. People always put funny pictures on her stuff.
Oh, is that her man?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't been to her profile in a while, but if it's a few months old.
Uh-huh, it's not her man.
Not
likely. she's got meerkats.
Yes.
That's awesome.
We like meerkats.
We do.
We call them Bandit.
Hmm.
But, you know. So, are you going to explore the blogging options of MySpace, perhaps, maybe?
Perhaps, yeah. I think that would be a fun thing to do. Yeah. I'm still, you know, like I said, I'm a little mixed on my profile and how I want to have it. And, like, I was kind of toying with the idea of making it sort of less is more, you know, going along those lines. And just making it public.
Yeah.
Which, I kind of could go either way with, but...
But it's like, either you're public and you're cool, or you're private and you can be more open and free.
Exactly.
Which, you know...
Maybe I'm just not really sure exactly where I want to be with my space.
Right.
Oh, and I don't like that picture of me. I don't know that I like the slideshow on here.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes it works.
I don't think it works with me.
Oh, okay. Well, then take that shit off, bitch. You ain't gotta have it on there, man.
Oh, and I don't like that one picture of me. But anyway, that's enough about MySpace, and right. You know, I'll consult with you in private later. There's the Japanese ghost.
Yeah, that scared my friend that time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is hilarious.
So...
But...
I don't know, this was more fun last night.
We? Yeah, but last night it was, like, more fun. It was more like... Because I kept making noises. I kept making funny noises because I like the way they look on my sound, editor.
Yeah, they sounded great.
And they look like fish bones, and I just think that's so cool. But, oh, man. I'm just beat. I'm just beat, man. What can I tell you?
Beat it. Just beat it.
That's my thing.
That's my thing.
Denny's upstairs, by the way. Denny's not upstairs much anymore because it hurts his little doggy leg.
Oh, no.
Doggy arthritis.
Yeah.
But he's actually upstairs now. It's so sweet. He's such a sweet little man.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't bark, otherwise I'd get him to bark. And Flash isn't here, or else I'd get Flash to make a funny noise, because he does that, but...
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we gotta think of something, man.
Fergalicious.
I can't get behind that.
Oh, it's...
And I don't want her behind me.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, though.
Whatever. She's 55 years old.
Well...
Okay, she's not. She's 30, but still, she looks old.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks, like, gross, kind of. I don't know. Maybe I'm just critical. Maybe I'm just jealous, as they all say.
You're jealous. You know,
you criticize somebody, it's because you're jealous.
Don't be jealous.
So maybe I'm just jealous of Fergie. So sad. It's so sad. But, you know. Man, we talked about all kinds of stuff last night. It was like politics and like MySpace and like stuff. But now I'm just dead. I don't even know what to talk about. This is going to be, I don't know.
Going to be, is it lame?
No,
I don't think it's
lame.
I think it's pretty cool. It's just not coming together like last night did.
It's not lame. It's more like crap. I'm sorry. It's not crap. I said crap because something else happened that made me say crap.
You.
It's not the podcast. No, my screensaver kicked in and I don't like it. I like to look at the.
Oh.
I like to look at the pretty sound waves as they get recorded.
Okay. And that's where you go.
Hold on. Let me do it again. Because I can do both the Spanish R and the French R, because I am multilingual.
So
I have many tongues.
The French R is not that hard. No offense.
It was difficult for me. I had a hard time with it.
Really? The Spanish R is, I think, something I am just genetically not able to do.
Oh, you probably could if you tried.
I've tried so many times.
You're from a long line of... waspy crackers?
No, not waspy, but just...
Oh.
You know, crackers.
Oh, okay. So...
And we're not good at that, and... Well, there's some funny stuff I could go into, but...
Well...
It'll be way too tangential for this podcast, which has such a clear point to it.
You know what? We are so on point. Or, as they would say in France, en point.
I think we're on crack.
I think we're on ice.
Ice. That's right. Ice was the word of the day.
That's our new catchphrase. Every podcast has a catchphrase that they have a fancy way of saying a word. That's ours. And we own it. Ice. We own it. Like, I don't know, but I'm way more lucid than I have been. But you know what? I'm a whole lot more positive and upbeat than I have been.
That is awesome.
I don't know.
You're not with it. You're not with it.
Fergalicious.
What does she say? She's working on her fitness?
I don't know.
She says she's in the gym working on her fitness.
Does she really?
She says something like that.
She's so stupid. Honestly. I cannot deal with her. I cannot fucking deal with Stacey Ferguson.
Oh, I have to shout out to the one listener, your friend.
Yes.
Because she's awesome. And I said some things last night along these lines, too, that I looked at her MySpace and we're friends now. And, you know, at least in the MySpace sense and we're acquaintances as far as I can tell otherwise. And she's really cool. I like her.
She is so funny. She cracks me up.
I'd like to hang out with her sometime.
Well, you know, we all need to, like, set a date. Like, everybody who listens to this podcast and maybe reads my blog need to set a date, like, 3 years in the future that we all are like, okay, we're going to meet at this place at this hour on this day.
Is that going to interfere with our France trip?
Probably. Unless we meet people in France. France is 2010.
That was 2010?
I'm talking 2009-er.
Okay.
2009. I love it when people say ought whatever in this in this new century that we have embarked upon. I am so excited.
That was pretty cool.
I kind of like the 21st century.
Really? I don't know. It's fine. Whatever.
I don't like politics, but, you know, yeah. I'm doing what I can. You know, I vote.
Where would you, like, if you could pick a time mm-hmm. and to be in, what would you pick?
It's difficult.
It is difficult.
I was having this discussion with somebody. You know, it's like the 50s seemed like they'd be so simple, you know, mm-hmm. but as a woman, life would be very different for mm-hmm. me. You know, I mean, right now I have a lot as a femme, as a lady, I have a lot of freedom, you know, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I have a lot of, you know, I don't have many societal or governmental or whatever boundaries on me.
Right.
And now is probably the best time to be a woman, maybe.
And I think it's the same way for a gay man. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, lesbian woman, bisexual person, and
right.
transgendered person. Because right. I asked that question, and then I thought about it, and, you know, I think this is really the only time I could stomach to
yeah.
be alive. And that's really sad. And I just think of all the people before me who were gay, lesbian, mm-hmm. bisexual, transgendered, and, you know, how challenging it must have been.
I mean, you know, the whole thing about the 50s... is that, you know, things were kind of simple. You didn't have modern, I mean, the good thing and the bad thing is the lack of modern conveniences. You know,
yeah.
it's a good thing in that you don't want to spend every minute of your day in your house,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, the story was that it was simple. That was the sort of, that's the official
right.
version, but I think it wasn't as simple. I mean, and not just for
yeah.
the reason that you mentioned, but mm-hmm. but I think it was a hard time, and around the world it was especially hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people were probably as terrified then as they are now.
Yeah.
You know, with North Korea, which isn't as much a threat as it was, granted.
Right, right.
You know, 2 weeks ago. But, it, you know, we've got this nebulous, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is. Threat, and mm-hmm. you know, they had it at the same time. You know, they had, I don't know,
they totally, yeah, they had
they had as much fear as we do now, just from a different enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I thought the time period that Jane Austen writes about would be wonderful, but then as a woman, you know, again,
mm-hmm.
no freedom, no choice, you are essentially property.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as a woman, now is really just an excellent time. Right, Denny? Sorry, Denny just got up to move closer to me. I guess he's going to be cuddly.
Oh.
It's cold. It's cold in Tennessee.
Is it cold? Is it cold
Man,
in Tennessee?
Well, it's not cold like your definition of cold, but...
Well, I got to say, it snow flurried today.
Oh, gosh.
I was pretty excited, actually.
That is not Fergalicious.
Fergalicious.
That's the least Fergalicious thing I've heard all day today.
Really?
I don't know. I don't keep a Fergalicious tally. Sorry. I probably
should do that. We should do that between now and next podcast. Keep a tally of Fergaliciousness
okay.
we encounter.
We'll start tomorrow when we wake up. And then next week when we podcast... We'll mm-hmm. tally it up and see how many Fergalicious moments. Of course, you know, what defines a Fergalicious moment? Is it something that's really good? Or is it something that is skanky? Or something that is overhyped? Oh my gosh, Maya Rudolph. Hold on. Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live moved into a new apartment. Oh, because of bed bugs. Oh, how sad. All right. Anyway. So I was given a directive to go to MySpace. We're having another MySpace moment?
Uh-huh.
Okay. MySpace.com.
So I just got another friend request.
From?
You can check it out. And when I make
okay.
a friend request, I gotta ask, do I just click on, in the contacting so-and-so box, do I click?
Add to friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get, like, a little confirmation thing.
Does that send a friend request to them?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought, but... So I'm going to ask my sister if she wants to be my friend.
Oh. Oh, that guy. He doesn't want to be my friend, but that's okay.
Did you ask him?
No.
Well...
He's going to. No. He sees my dog. Okay, so who am I looking up again?
Okay,
is this a musician?
Go to my sister's MySpace.
Oh, okay.
And go to her comments. And I am so jealous. Oh, my God. So go to the third one down.
Hang on, I'm getting there.
Okay. I forgot you've got a PC.
It's not the PC, it's the age.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
Oh. Isn't that pretty?
I love it.
Yeah.
Did you go to her page?
I am now.
It's one of those that, like, clogs up your computer, but...
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Is this somebody I've heard of or should be familiar with?
I'm not familiar with her. I just think it's hilarious.
I was going to say, is it done ironically?
Oh, it looks like it. Look at her friends.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah, I got it now. Oh, that's funny.
So funny. Okay.
I get it.
You get it.
Should I ask this person to be my friend?
I want that person to be my friend, too. Let's both do it.
Okay. Add to friends.
Okay. I gotta go back there because I got a little...
My TV is on Benny Hinn right now.
Why is your TV on Benny Hinn?
I don't know. Because I was flipping through the channels and I guess that's where I stopped. Don't judge me.
I'm judging.
Just a minute ago, I was flipping through the channels, and I turned it to a certain channel and thought it was, like, Bosom Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I love Bosom Buddies. But it wasn't Bosom Buddies. It was fucking, Full House.
That's lame.
Yeah, it is lame. It's lame, and I don't like it.
It's lame in the membrane.
So I changed channels. You know why? Because nothing is worse than turning on a TV, thinking you're watching Buffy and Hildegard, but no. We are watching Uncle Jesse and that dude. You know, the one that dated Alanis Morissette.
Oh, the old dude?
The funny one. And by funny, I say that with air quotes. By funny, I mean the funny one on Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
The funny one from Full House.
So, this MySpace thing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta edit it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a work in progress, you know? It's just one of them things.
It's not it doesn't have to be perfect. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You could.
I'm going to be working on it, but.
You could add some certain bands to your friend list.
Some what?
You could add some bands to your friend list. Ahem.
Oh.
Ahem. Oh, we'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay. Do you like my song? Have you heard it?
What's funny about that song is I will tell you about it later.
My song?
Yes, there's something funny about your song.
Oh, no.
Yes, all right. And I'll explain it to you.
Well, that's the second explain it to you later, and frankly, I'm feeling really not very on.
Hey, you know what? You will sit back, and you will take my explanations as they come, mister.
We're already... Okay, I gotta point out...
Yeah, well, then maybe you just need to whatever,
hold
you know?
Why are the things really big now?
What things? What things are really big? What are you talking about?
The things are really big.
Okay. Where are you seeing these things? Perhaps I would be interested in these things.
What the hell do you call that? The freak... No, it's not the frequency.
The thing on your sound
anything,
thing?
Anything. But all of a sudden they're big and boxy.
Well, it's something to do with your recording. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's what I like to watch, is I like to watch the waves.
Well, these are big now.
Well, then, mister, you need a headset. I'm sorry, did I just call you mister? I need to call you doctor. You did not go through years of higher education just to be called mister. Right, Denny? Yeah, he says
Denny just sent me a message.
Oh, that's bullshit. That is bullshit. Denny's got his eyes closed. He can barely keep them open.
He wants to get on his MySpace now.
Denny doesn't have a MySpace. He doesn't even have a Dogster. You know why? Because I don't want any child of mine on the internet.
On the internet.
The internet.
On the internet. Oh, man, this is sucking. I gotta go or I'm gonna die of embarrassment. Oh, I got a new comment.
Oh, cool. Is it from that person?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, okay, then I'll let you go.
Well, no, we're letting them go first.
Oh, yeah, okay, so we're going to do 1, 2, 3, stop.
Oh, hold on, I got to get there. 1, 2...
Darn it!
God darn it!
Concern it! Okay.
So we're going to...
1, 2, trace, stop.
Quattro.